咁啊，选择经文取自以弗所书第六章第十至二十节。
Scripture reading for today is in the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verses 10 to 20.
我哋一齐去读，先用广东话读，英文读出。
We will be reading this in unison, first in English, first in Chinese, and then in English.
系以弗所书第六章第十至二十节，我哋一齐去读。
我有末了的话，你们要靠主，依赖他的大能大力，作刚强的人，要穿戴神所赐的全副军装，就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。我们并不是属血气的争战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖这幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔争战。要拿起神所赐的全副军装，好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就了一切，还能站立得住。所以要站稳了，用真理作盾牌束腰，用公义当作护心镜遮胸，用平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋穿在脚上。此外又拿着信德作盾牌，可以滅盡那惡者一切的火箭。戴上救真的頭盔，拿着聖靈的寶劍，就是神的道。靠着聖靈，隨時多方禱告祈求，並要在此警醒不住，為眾基督徒祈求，使就得着口才，能以放膽開口講神人的奧秘，
Ephesians chapter 6, let us read it together. A final word, be strong
in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you'll be able to stand firm against all tragedy of the devil.
For we are not
fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil ruler and authority of the unseen world, against mighty power in the dark world, and against evil spirit in the heavenly places. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor, so you'll be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. And after the battle, you will be standing firm. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of virtue and the body armor of God's righteousness. Shoe, put on the peace that comes from the good news so that you be fully prepared. In addition to all of this, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrow of the evil. Put on salvation as your helmet and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times, and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayer for all your believers and everywhere. For me too, ask God to give me the right word so I can boldly explain God's mysterious plan that the good news is for Jews and Gentiles alike. I'm in chain now, still preaching the message and God ambassador. So pray that I will keep on speaking boldly for him as I should.
May we bless the readers and hearers of this word.
The
title of the message by Pastor Wilson Chang this morning is Spiritual
Warfare.
Children are dismissed for children's worship. If you are hungry or looking forward to lunch, you'll be happy to hear that I'll probably give you an abridged portion of this message today. See how my voice holds out. Not quite sure I can make it through the sermon, but then lunch is early today.
Okay.
And so you have no problem with spiritual warfare. But if you're from the Western world, you have a big problem. Because in the Western world, as you don't have to be long to be here to know this, everything according to the Western world is natural cause. That means everything, according to the Western mindset, has a scientific explanation. And so, if that means everything, it means a lot of the things that are included, like crime, violence, greed, racism, war, and cruelty, all supposedly has a natural cause.
So what we see in the world is a lot of problems. In the world, there is a
You know, you might, I'm sure you've heard that argument from friends or people at work or maybe some family members who don't embrace some type of spiritual evil that is amidst us. But if you are influenced by the Western world, what is that natural cause then? Well, we modern types say it's bad psychology. You weren't raised right. You weren't educated right. Or, we modern types say, bad sociological factors. Right, it's the social system that's at fault. Do you understand that mindset? There has to be, according to the Western world, a natural cause to all the evil.
So that's out there.
And they say, we can figure it out. We can fix it. But you know, that premise has been eroded year after year after year, over since it came about 150 years ago. It's been fading. Now, places like Africa, Latin America, Asia, most places in the world, the idea of spiritual warfare or conflict between spiritual good, spiritual evil, is not an unusual concept. In fact, because many of you are from other parts of the world, perhaps not influenced by Western mindset, many people in those parts of the world think it makes really a lot of sense talking about spiritual evil. But here in the West, the idea of cosmic evil, transcendent supernatural evil, that's bygone years. In fact, we don't even like to use moral terms like moral absolutes. And so we change the terms. We use medical terms.
Talk
about dysfunction, pathology. We don't use the terms that are morally
indicting.
Now why is that premise fading? I think you know, you're a human being. This evil keeps coming at us. Keeps coming. In fact, just take World War II, the most cultured, civilized nation, probably, maybe ever on the face of the earth. What happened? Holocaust, death camps. And then it came Marxism. And Marxism said, well, the reason for the problem, maybe not psychological, educational, it's got to be social. Right, just get the capitalists out. Put the means of production in the hands of the working class. So that's what happened. And guess what happened? Those who took power became just as oppressive, just as violent. So now Marxism is kind of in a dustbin of history. The Bible doesn't have this problem. The Bible makes it absolutely clear. There's evil within and around you.
So
and it came about because the free will of two races, angels and humans, went against God. And the Bible unfolds the story, right? Some of the angels fell, exercising their free will, and turned away from the living God. And the fallen angels, the devil, the demons, they're personal, they're supernatural beings. But it's not just their fault. We, human beings, turned away from God too. And sadly, now, sin, evil, not only is out there, it's within you. It's rooted spiritually deep in your soul. And so, slide one. Here's what Christianity says. Yes, psychology and sociological factors can aggravate the situation of evil. They can accentuate and shape the distinctness of self-centeredness in us. The problem is we're innately self-absorbed. We have an inborn blindness, a self-delusion. the inherent and natural radical insecurity of human heart is ever present. Slide two, please. So a lack of education, socioeconomic conditions, psychological deficiencies, they don't create self-absorption.
So
it's already in the human heart.
Our
being. It's aggravated by the devil. That's the dynamic of the world that we live in. And you need to see that. There is a devil. There are demons. And you will not be able to understand or defeat on your own strength the darkness in your own heart. You will not. You will not be able to help your family, your city, your world without knowing this. Because you're in over your head. Unless God is with you, unless God is helping you. Because it's not just going to take psychology and sociology to address the problem of evil. And so it's very important to understand that what are Satan's schemes? What are his devices? What's the arsenal of his weapons? Because right now, he's using a portfolio of various strategies he's throwing at you. Slide 3, please. 2 Corinthians 2:11 says this in the New King James Version, lest Satan should take advantage of us, but we are not ignorant, here's the key phrase, of his devices.
So that's
written to Christians back in Corinth, back in the day. And what that, can I just talk about a little bit of a part of a verse? What it's basically saying in context there is, do not be unaware. It's warning us, do not be unaware of the devil's devices. Do not be ignorant of his devices. And so what is
that?
Obviously, the devil has these weapons, right? We have to fight them. Now, we've already looked 2 weeks ago at the two common errors we have facing spiritual warfare. We either over or underestimate the power and influence of the world by the devil and host of his demons. In other words, you are completely oblivious to him, on the one hand, that's one error. Or the other error is you take too much of him. Now, we already looked at that, so unfortunately, for the sake of time, we can't review that. But today, I'd like to look carefully at two sets of strategies you have to be aware of, because you're going to have to fight them. And then I'll just have time to mention how 我明白，then I will unpack that next time.
然後最後的，當我哋明白咗魔鬼人都係鬼嘅時候，咁我哋用咩方法應該去做去對抗咧？
Yeah, basic starting point. Devil can't make a good person bad.
最基本嘅就係知道就話魔鬼唔能夠將一個好義人去變壞。
The devil makes a flawed person worse.
但係魔鬼係能夠將一個嘅人更加變壞。
The devil plays on what's already in you. He just aggravates you.
魔鬼就係只係話喺你內心入邊係更加去作動，令到你更加嘅變壞。
And how does he do that? He lies to you.
佢同你去講大話。
That's the reason why, for example, it says in Ephesians 4, 26, 27, don't let the sun go down on your anger. Don't give the devil, it says there, a kind of foothold.
就話聖經所講，以弗所書第4章，生氣卻不要犯罪，不可含怒到日落，也不可以給魔鬼留地步。
If some of you are bitter, some of you are bitter against people who you're very supposed to be very close with.
可能咧，我哋會對一個好親嘅人，我哋好唔高興，好唔開心。
And if you're bitter, that gives Satan the ability to aggravate you.
啊，例如你對一個人唔開心嘅時候，會俾個撒旦更加好似打開你自己道門，俾撒旦更加去推使你更加嘅苦毒。
So it can press you and push you.
更加你變得更加苦毒，更加唔開心。
Because you've given him a foothold into your life.
因為你將打開你自己嘅呢個嘅弱點，去俾個撒旦去更加推使你。
1 Timothy 3:6 says, example here, a church leader must not be a new believer because he might be proud and the devil would cause him to fall. See, it's basically clear the devil would cause him to fall.
就俾個例子，你就話喺個《提摩太前書》講嘅話。 初入教的不可作監督，恐怕他自高自大，就落在魔鬼所受的刑罰裏。就話呢個人會因為自己自高自大，會容易去墮入咗撒旦嘅圈套。
Why is it, oh, if you've been with us for many years, why is it that there's many sermons on humility? Why is the prior life so deadly? Because it helps you fall to the snares of the devil.
因為我哋人嘅內心嘅問題，好容易嘅將我哋去墮落，去進入咗呢個魔鬼嘅圈套。
There are two ways which Satan lies to you, deceives you.
而魔鬼有兩個特別嘅方法去同我哋説嘅方話。
He says things to you. He doesn't necessarily mean you literally hear a voice.
唔係話即係話你耳仔入邊聽到有人同你講嘢。
Rather, what he does is he kind of stimulates talk in your heart.
但其實喺個內心入邊實辦嘅，去推使你去聽話。
And the two basic categories, according to the Bible, are temptation and accusation.
撒旦點樣去攻打你，去同你説謊話咧？有兩個方法，就話引誘同埋指控。
And temptation simply is this: essentially, you get too high a view of yourself.
啊，呢個引誘咧就話你睇你自己好高。
And you say, I'm okay. This, you know, I can dabble in this here, over there, you know? I'm okay.
引誘就話，你睇到自己喺一個高嘅位置，我都冇問題啊，幾好啊，唔會容易去受影響。
And you go and do something you shouldn't.
所以會做一啲你唔應該做嘅嘢。
That's temptation.
呢個就係引誘。
Accusation is the devil's way of trying to get you to have too low or a self-hating view of yourself.
而指控就相反，就話讓你睇自己好低微。
Same thing. You go and do things you shouldn't.
令到你覺得好自欺，去做一啲你唔應該做嘅。
See, both methods, temptation and accusation, work similar ways.
所以話，撒旦就用呢個方法，就話去引誘或者去指控你嘅內心呢兩個方法去攻打你。
Both work against you.
呢兩個方法就係去對抗。
Slide 6. In temptation, Satan is actually hiding God's holiness from you.
而就話呢個引誘就係話撒旦就係點樣嘅去將神嘅呢個公義去遮蓋。
Saying, don't take it seriously that God hates sin.
就話咧，原來我哋睇唔到神其實幾咁憎恨呢個罪。
Satan hides that from you. He plays up the love of God.
佢咧就喺度，撒旦就係去。
God's wrath is love from you.
而指控的就是相反，就是说神，他将神的爱去给我们看不到。
And Satan plays up God's holiness and his wrath on sin, and he hides God's love.
而撒旦就是他就好像假扮神的公义一样，去对付我们，让我们觉得很内疚，自欺自怜。
And these two things are Satan's chief weapons.
这就是撒旦这两个方法，一个引诱或者一个指控去对抗。
Now John Newton, the famous Christian that wrote Amazing Grace, was a very good pastor, and his letters are preserved in many literature, many books.
John Newton 是一个很出名以前的牧师，就是他都是写一个奇异恩典的歌。
And I actually refer to them a lot because a lot of the problems that the human beings had over centuries still around.
他所寫的很多經文的牧師都是有引用。
And Newton was writing to a young man who was a Christian who was very depressed.
John Newton的牧師就跟一個年輕的基督徒，他有不開心，他跟他一句說話。
And Newton, being a very good pastor, he realized that this young man was under accusation from the devil.
他知道這個年輕的基督徒不開心，所以跟他一句說話。
Because the man was saying, oh, how awful! Oh, how awful I am!
这个年轻的基督徒说，哎，我是一个很差的人。
I can't love me.
我这么差，神不会爱我。
And John Newton knew that was accusation.
John Newton的牧师知道就说，这个就是撒旦对人的指控。
And so his advice was that, yes, you have to be aware, and you're accurate in saying that you shouldn't have too high opinion of yourself that you are a sinner.
是，John Newton就同呢個後生嘅年輕人講就話，係你要睇你自己，但係你唔可以去咁着重去睇你自己又可以點樣解決嘅問題。But
and I won't use the person's name because he doesn't use the person's name. He put person A. But you have too low a view of your Redeemer.
但係就話佢同嗰個後生青年嚟講就話，你係睇到你自己嘅不足係一個唔好嘅人，但係我哋唔可以去低估咗神嘅能力。
Which is certainly wrong.
嚇，而我哋低估咗神嘅能力能夠幫助我哋嘅，依樣係錯。
And so you should repent.
所以我哋需要去悔改。
See, temptation and accusation basically lies.
所以話就話引誘其實同埋呢個指控其實係一個嘅對我哋一個嘅謊言。
You have things Satan leads you to think in certain ways. And those thoughts move you to do what's wrong. One way he does that is through too high a view of yourself. Another way is a too low a view of yourself.
方法就是说，撒旦会让我们去看太高估我们自己，或太低估我们自己。
And Satan's a master at fooling you.
而撒旦呢个魔鬼就系，做呢样好叻。Right,
so on the one hand, you either have too low a view of God's holiness and too high a view of His love.
所以话撒旦点样去欺骗我哋，就话一系我睇就话神嘅公义就唔系咁着重，就话佢高睇咗神嘅爱。
Or on the other hand, you have too low a view of God's love and too high a view of His holiness.
或者另一方面就话，哎，神睇唔到神嘅爱，但睇到神嘅好着重，睇到神嘅公义。
Now, how do these lies of Satan work?
咁其实呢啲嘅说话点样去做咧？
Well, in seminary, I had to read a book by Thomas Brooks, a 17th century pastor.
咁啊，牧师就睇个 Thomas Brooks 呢个嘅牧师嘅说话，就系喺17世纪嘅作者。
It's entitled, and you can get it for free online, Precious Remedies Against Satan's Devices. I think it was in Tim Keller's Practical Theology course, and we had to read it, and in that book, there were 60 or so satanic devices listed.
咁咧，佢作者就係寫咗60嘅方法，撒旦點樣去攻擊我哋，但亦都係有咩方法我哋去解決。
Obviously, I'm not going to go through 60 of them, right? Because we'll be here until midnight, right? And I can be brief on this because I promised to be brief. I don't know, my voice is holding out here, unfortunately, for some of you.
It's
amazing what God can do, right? Again, let me just, I can be picky on these, but I'll give you eight of them. But I gotta break them up. I gotta give you first eight of them from the temptation category, and maybe give you four from the accusation category. And I hope you see this worthwhile, because this will give you a sense of what Satan's doing in your life right now.
It
gives you a sense of the deceptiveness that he does. How does Satan tempt us? Here's the first advice, which is the easiest one and very common one. By the way, just for the sake of order, I'm going to give you the device, but I'm going to give you some of the self-talk that we usually do when we hear the device.
Okay.
You know, the self-talk that we talk to ourselves when something goes awry. Okay, so first is the device, and then second is self-talk, right? This is all under temptation. Okay, here's the first, it's on the screen too, slide 8. The first device is the obvious, he shows the bait, hides the hook. It's an obvious one, right? That means he gets you to look at the short-term pleasure of what this action would do. And he hides from you the long-term misery. What will happen if you do it? Okay, that one you don't need self-talk, right? Because it's an obvious one, right? That's a commonly known device.
I said it'd be 50, right?
Here's the second one.
Satan
and his host of demons get you to rationalize sin as virtue. Now here you need some self-talk. I'm not really greedy. I'm just thrifty. I'm not really nosy. I'm just concerned. I'm not an alcoholic. I'm just sociable. Okay, here's the third advice. Again, I gotta move on here. Satan, this is on slide 9, Satan shows you the sin of Christian leaders. And you say to yourself, he or she did it too. Nobody's really that pure.
I
move on. Fourth device, Satan and his demons overstress the mercy of God. Right? You rationalize and say, it's okay to do this. God will forgive me. That's God's job. His job is to forgive me. Here's the fifth device. The Satan's devil makes you bitter over suffering.
See,
I'm suffering, I deserve this. I'm gonna do
錯嘢，我做錯係應該受懲罰，但係咧我都需要去做。
By the way, this text just tell us that, do you know why one of the reasons powerful people, men in particular, why they have extramarital affairs? Why is that?
有啲人就講就係話以前咧，其實你知唔知道點解好多有成功能力嘅領袖，佢哋都會有婚外情？
Because they say themselves, nobody. Nobody knows how hard I work. Nobody knows how much sacrifice I make. I deserve this. I will take advantage of my position.
就算好高嘅領袖嘅人，佢都會做錯呢啲嘢。佢會覺得就話人根本唔能夠明白我做錯，我做咗幾多嘢，我已經俾出咁多。所以咧，我係應該去得到呢啲其他嘅享受，係應該嘅。
That's temptation.
呢個其實係一個嘅引誘。
Moving on to another device, Satan shows Christians how many bad people seem to have great minds.
另一個撒旦鬼就係話，讓人見到就話，就算唔好嘅人都會有一個好嘅生活。
And here's the self-talk. I might as well do it because playing by rules doesn't pay. I might as well fudge.
所以就話會同我自己會同自己講就話，其他唔好嘅人都有咁好嘅生活，咁點解我要跟呢個世界上呢個嘅規規矩矩咧？不如我開始下享受。
I'll just give you one more of the devices here。
第八個方法，十分點去引誘我哋。
It gets you to compare one part of your life to another part。
用我哋去十分點去引誘我哋就話，用我哋去同我哋生命去比較。
Look, I'm pretty good over here in this area of my life. But over here, maybe not so good.
撒旦會讓我哋自己睇我哋嘅生命。我可能都喺呢一部分嘅生命係唔錯啊。我只係呢一部分嘅生命冇啫，但我有好嘅地方。
Right? Do you see the rationale there? You know, if I'm good over here, then it's okay to be maybe not so good over here.
所以撒旦引誘我就話：，我自己嘅生命有依部分係好嘅，但只可能有一處部分唔好啫，冇問題㗎。
I give you an example again. This is documented. Again, documents and testimonies. Mafia hitmen, right? They say.Granted, I kill people, but I'm good to my mom. That's what they say.
呢個真係有根據，有係其實呢個有人寫出嚟嘅，就係話一個唔係講笑㗎，就係話譬如話呢個黑社會嘅殺手佢去殺人，但係佢話我對我父母係好好。
What about accusation? Just give you four on the accusation side.How does Satan accuse us?
就話點樣撒旦點去指控我哋嘅生命
？Here's the first. He causes us to look more at our sin than the Savior.
第一樣嘅指控就係話撒旦讓我哋去睇我哋嘅罪多於呢、這個救主。
You know why all the parenting books, all of them.All parenting books tell you that if you give your child criticism, one criticism you should have one compliment.
大家其實有冇睇過？其實有啲教育嘅教細路仔嘅書，好多時都教啲父母就話，譬如你教細路仔嘅時候，你去批評細路仔一樣嘢，但你都要同一時間去讚賞佢一樣嘢。
Sorry, getting this mixed up here. We're not too lucid today. What I mean is, they're saying that's inadequate. Parent books saying that's inadequate.
其實呢啲嘅教育嘅書其實話咁係唔足夠嘅，你唔可以只係話鬧佢一樣嘢，但只係讚佢一樣嘢。
No, the book saying if you just give one compliment based on one criticism of your child, the child's going to grow up hating themselves.
所以話要如果父母去教細路仔嘅時候。當佢又要批評呢樣嘢嘅時候，俾翻只係一樣嘅讚美，細路仔會成長嘅時候會憎恨佢自己。
The health professionals, the experts tell you that you ought to give four compliments with every one criticism.
但係咧，反而呢個教育學嘅書就話俾你知咧，譬如你去批評細路仔一樣嘅嘢咧，你應該讚翻佢四樣嘅嘢。
Because the criticisms stick very easily.Compliments don't stick.
將我哋嘅思想會讓我哋去記住，但係咧讚賞咧就唔係咁容易讓我哋去記得。
In fact, there are biblical reasons why that's so.
但其實咧，聖經裡面都講，好似有講過。
Because we know deep down that there's something wrong with us. We know that we suppress the truth. Romans chapter 1, we suppress the truth.
聖經裡講就話，我哋其實內心入邊係知道我哋有咩做錯嘅。
We know we've done wrong. We know we're sinners.
我哋內心入邊係知道我哋自己係一個罪人，我哋係要做錯犯罪。
Yet we're in denial.
但我哋去唔承認。
And so that's why you need more compliments than criticisms.
所以我哋需要更加多嘅稱讚多過呢個嘅批評。
And in the same way, what Thomas Brooks says is that everyone look at your sin. You need to take 5 looks at the Savior.
所以就話我哋咧，當我哋睇我自己嘅時候，我哋每一次去睇我自己內心嘅罪嘅時候，我哋要五次嘅去仰望主去睇。
And you know what Satan does? The accusation with that, he makes sure that doesn't happen.
但係撒旦嘅指控就點嘅方法啊？就話如果你咁嘅時候咧，撒旦就阻止你，讓你唔去睇到神。
Because he's very good at distracting you. All kinds of busyness, all kinds of activities where you don't bother to look at the presence of Jesus' face and desire his presence. You don't care.
第三大就個方法就係用個指控，就叫我哋有睇到呢個罪嘅問題嘅時候，讓我哋唔去睇呢個神。
That's one of Satan's devices.
呢個就係撒旦嘅詭計。
Here's the second accusation that Satan uses on us.
第二樣嘅撒旦點樣對我哋嘅指控？
He causes Christians to obsess over past sins that have done damage that can't be undone.
第三大嘅就係話讓我哋睇我哋以前做錯嘅，讓我哋更加嘅去沉溺落去，係我做錯咗，做錯咗，做錯咗。
大家唔關嘅。The third accusation is making Christians think the troubles they're doing through must be punishment from God.
第三樣嘢撒旦對我哋始終就係話。讓我哋睇就係話，我哋所做錯嘅嘢係因為我哋所做錯而神俾我哋嘅懲罰。
Right, we kind of use self-talk with that accusation. This shouldn't have been happening to me unless God was mad at me.
我哋可能會諗就話啊，呢啲嘢其實可能唔會發生嘅，除非真係神係去憎恨我。
Yeah, that's an accusation of Satan.
呢個就係話撒旦對我哋嘅指控。
Because God, what's the gospel? God loves you anyway and always. Doesn't matter, right?Slide 12. The fourth accusation is making people think Christians couldn't possibly have the inner struggles and feelings they have.
第四嘅指控就係話，話俾我哋知，我哋咧作為基督徒咧，唔能夠話應該有一個自我去反省。
And again, self-talk is, if I were a real Christian, I wouldn't be having these thoughts and desires.
就話如果我係真係一個基督徒嘅，我唔應該有咁嘅。
You recognize any of those?
你有冇睇到其實你自己內心入邊都有咁嘅定義或者指控
？See how Satan plays with you.
你睇到你話撒旦點樣去玩弄你啊
？He knows what strengths to pull.
佢知道點樣嘅喺你生命當中去挑你。
He knows what will get to you.
佢撒旦係知道用咩方法去令到你去犯罪。
And so you must not be unaware.Of his schemes, you must not.
所以我哋唔可以唔明白、唔知道撒旦對我哋嘅指控同引誘嘅方法。
You must understand what he's doing.
你要明白究竟撒旦嘅詭計。
That's what we're fighting.
呢個就係我哋作為基督徒，我哋需要嘅去掙扎嘅地方。
Now, how? Don't worry. Just give you a couple.And then we'll expand on it next time.
咁我知道咗呢個鬼計啦，我係點樣去面對咧？我俾幾樣嘅例子你。
How do you fight?
我點樣去對抗
？Well, in summary of these verses, talks about putting on the armor of God.
呢個就係話聖經所講嘅，就話我點樣去對抗呢個鬼計，就話我哋要穿上呢個神嘅盔甲。
And two things you must do if you're going to be successful in this fight.Against temptation and accusation, which is constantly being thrown at you.
所以兩個方法裏面，你一定需要去做嘅，去對抗呢個嘅引誘同埋呢個嘅指控。
Here's the first. The first is to know what particular devices Satan uses on you.
第一个方法就是说，我哋要睇我哋内心，究竟撒旦喺边一方面系点样去指控我哋，或者点样引诱我哋。
In other words, you've got to take some time. Look over these devices that Satan uses constantly, that throws darts at you. You've got to look at it.
所以我哋要睇我哋内心，我哋睇我哋嘅生命，究竟喺边一方面，我哋嘅生命撒旦就用呢啲方法去对抗我。
And you've got to personalize the list.
你需要去真系去睇你生命写出嚟。
You gotta mark it off. Which one is Satan using now? And which self-talk do you say to yourself when those fiery darts happen? You need to take a good look at what he's doing. That means self-examination of the inner life. And this is crucial to avoid spiritual disaster. And guess what? This was not a surprise to you. If you get good at identifying some of these tactics that Satan uses and are able to avoid his tricks, you know what happens?
所以話，原來真係能夠去睇埋生命嘅時候，有咩事發生？
He tries other temptations and accusations against you.
我哋真係話原來我哋好落着重去睇，究竟有咩嘢撒旦嘅喺呢一方面去對抗我哋嘅時候，我哋其實撒旦已經喺試下用其他方法去點樣對抗我哋。
It's not like Satan has just a new kid around the block, right?
撒旦唔係話好唔熟悉嘅去攻打你。
Right? When you get, he says, oh, they got wise on this deceit. I'll try this one.
撒旦就说，哦，既然咧你知道咧，我系咁嘅鬼嘅系去对抗你嘅时候，撒旦会用另一个方法去攻打你。
And that's why you have to know. You have to know which one of these temptations and accusations he's using on you.
所以我哋要自我省察自己嘅生命，究竟撒旦用啲咩方法引诱指控？
Do you know where? This is slide 13. Do you know where you've given him an opening into your heart? And do you know how you can do that? Where is the gospel not deep down in your life? Is it with your money?
係咪話我哋對錢嘅問題啊？
Is it with difficult relationships?
係咪我哋對人與人之間嘅問題啊？
Is it with character issues?
係咪我哋嘅人嘅性格問題啊？
Is it with your pride?
係咪我哋自己係太過驕傲啊？
Is it a power hunger?
係咪我哋自己好想得到嘅咩權力咧？
Or slothfulness?
或者係咪我哋太過去妥慢去面對問題？
You have to determine which area are you struggling in. And you need to apply the gospel to these areas in your life where you've let Satan in already. So that's the first way to fight is know what particular devices. Here's the second principle. It's on slide 14. Second principle is your fight against evil is the armor.
第二，去解決咁，點樣去對抗呢個魔鬼，就係話我哋要明白呢個嘅神俾我哋嘅規格。
You know why?
點解咧？
Remember what Satan does. He's pretty good, right? Pretty good at temptation and accusation.
我點解需要去明白咧？因為咧，我係知道撒旦係好叻嘅，喺引誘或者試探我哋。
But remember what he does. He does either two of these things.
但係記住，撒旦佢點樣去引誘或者指引我哋咧？用兩個方法。
On the one hand, he either gives you an overblown sense of God's holiness, you mentioned it already, and minimizes God's love for you. If you give in to him on that, you can hate yourself.
所以話要言咧，我哋咧只係睇到神嘅公義，我哋咧就睇唔到啊，神係唔愛我哋嘅。
But you just go down into the dungeon of despair.
就話神咧，你就係審判我哋，審判我哋，我哋內心入邊好好唔開心。
And guilt will drag you down into the dark.
我哋咧好有嘅自求嘅呢個自欺自憐自求。
Okay, that's one way. Here's the second.Here's another way. Satan, again, just by way of review, Satan gives you an overblown sense of God's love and plays down His holiness.
第二樣嘢就係話，撒旦咧就會用另一個方法，就係話用我哋太著重睇咗神嘅愛，神係好愛我哋，愛好地，佢咧就唔會懲罰我哋。
And so it doesn't matter. You just do what you want to do.
哦，神與人咁啊，神嘅時候，哦，咁我哋冇所謂啦，我哋做乜得
？You're oblivious to the danger.
我哋就係話睇唔到呢個嘅危險
，because you've been deceived. You think everything's hunky dory and okay.
所以我覺得就話乜都冇所謂啦，神咧都會最後都係愛我哋噶。
Where in reality you've been blinded.
但其實喺實際上，我哋係被遮蓋我哋自己嘅眼睇唔到。
And you say to yourself, I'll just try this out. Doesn't matter what God says.
我哋咧就會遇到咁嘅時候咧，我哋就話：，我咪試下去做咯，冇所謂噶。
And he turns you into someone who either is crushed by a sense of guilt over your wrongdoing, or you don't have any guilt at all.
所以你係咁樣嘅時候，可以剛才所兩個錯誤嘅方法，一係你就覺得變咗一個人會好內疚、好自疚咁，一係就變咗一個乜都冇所謂嘅，自己好放縱，想做乜就做乜。
You know what the average person believes today?And maybe many of you here believe this, that you're saved by living a good life.
人怎樣去解決這些問題，怎樣去看這些問題呢？現在很多人都會聽就說，其實我自己都不錯，有個好好的生命。
In fact, that's what every other religion except Christianity says.
所以就現在很多的不同宗教都會這樣說，除了基督教。
Yeah, you'll find God. Every other religion says, you can self-actualize.
就話係啊，你可以去做一個好好嘅人，你可以做好，你要做好自己。
You'll be safe if you do these things on this list of rules and laws。
所以話，若然你能夠去做到依樣嘢咧，你就能夠去得救。
That's what religion says, right? Your efforts, your achievements, your performance can save you。
呢個就係因為宗教去教導我哋，就話我哋能夠去得救係因為我哋做咗啲乜嘢。
If you believe that, then you'll either sometimes feel like a sinner because you'll fail a lot, or you'll sometimes feel loved and accepted because maybe you can obey some of these things.
但若然其實你真係嘅，若然想係只係靠你自己能夠能力去做好而去得救嘅時候，你一係你就覺得你會好沮喪，因為咧你知道自己點做嘅都做得唔好，或者另一方面你覺得好驕傲自己。
That's not true Christianity. That's not the gospel.
但係聖經基督教所教導嘅唔係咁樣。
The gospel is Jesus Christ died for you on the cross.
基督教所教導嘅就係話耶穌基督佢為到我哋嘅罪死釘喺十字架上。
And he took the penalty there for your sins.
佢為到我哋嘅罪去披上呢個代價。
And when you believe in him, all of your guilt is put on him and is absorbed by him there.
所以話，若然你係相信主耶穌基督嘅，你嘅罪係佢會幫你去披上。
And at the same time, all of His righteousness, all of His perfect record of obedience to God, lived out 30+ years on this earth, is brought to you.
而佢所活出嘅33年嘅完全公義就交給俾你。
And when God sees you, He sees Jesus, and He loves you.
所以若然你係相信佢嘅時候，神係見到你好似見到耶穌一樣，就唔好見到你自己嘅救恩。
Because you're not clothed with your own righteousness, which is inadequate, you're clothed with the righteousness of Christ.
因為神會見到就係話你係披上咗耶穌基督嘅公義，同埋睇到你嘅罪。
And every Christian walks around with those two facts in their very mind.
所以每個真正基督徒都係咁樣。
I am a sinner on the one hand.I myself am lost. My sin was so great that nothing less than the Son of God.
So, I'm a sinner. 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 I'm a sinner.
Imagine that.
Has
the And at the same time, you know you're absolutely loved, absolutely accepted by God. Because why? Because of Jesus. You know what that is then? One of those facts completely demolishes temptation. If you understand the gospel and you've applied it to all areas of your life, that's the way to fight temptation. Because if you're pondering daily, Jesus Christ was ripped apart for you, ripped apart. And why would you want to visit that sin that ripped him apart? It's the gospel that defeats the strategies of Satan. Put on, it says verse 11, put on the armor. And now, what does it say, verse 11? Stand firm in Christ. Right, do you know how to put on that armor? Do you know how to handle the things that are being thrown at you right now by
Satan?
It's a matter of life and death. You need the gospel. The gospel to permeate your entire being. And not just knowing up here. In you. And Father, we thank you for your comforting word, which gives us the answer how to fight.
主啊，让我哋去感谢你，俾我哋嘅话语，让我哋可以摆呢个福音喺我哋心上，好叫我哋能够打场美好嘅仗。
And Lord, I pray for those who have ignored this spiritual battle.
我哋为到人去真系唔理会呢个属灵嘅争战。
And others who have taken it to the extreme and distorted it in an unhealthy way.
亦都有啲人會偏激嘅去對抗神真正。I
pray that we have a biblical, healthy balance of how to wrestle with spiritual evils in this place.
我祈禱就話希望我哋每個人都有一個好健康嘅方法，好正確嘅方法，點樣去面對撒旦對我哋嘅攻擊，攻打。
Because sin is like a crouching lion. Ready to pounce. And devour. Oh Lord, may you protect us, help us to take seriously, to get the gospel deep down into us. To order our lives so that we be striving daily after holiness, righteousness, and truth. To know on the one hand the healthy balance of your love and your holiness. Father, help your people here. We ask that in the name of Jesus, amen.